Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's 7:07. This is the Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Excuse me. Show is brought to us by the H.L. Bowman Plumbing, Heating, and Air, home of the Bowman who asks, can I be of service? The H.L. Bowman. Good morning. 7:08. We got 33 degrees against winter storm coming in. How bad it's going to be? It seems like everything's pretty consistent, at least right now. Snedeker's forecast is saying 3 to 6 inches. Snow heavy at times tomorrow, starting early and then moving out by late afternoon. So the early morning commute is when it'll start. It should be over by the afternoon. But if you need this yearly reminder, once PennDOT gets out and starts treating some of the roads for storms, which they did, when was that? Was it last week or the week before? We had that little baby coating of snow and it caused chaos. Because again, the roads weren't treated. This happens every year. Once stuff is out there, and we don't have a pouring rain to wash it all away, the roads have something on there, and it helps with each subsequent storm. So, I'm hoping that people are careful. I'm hoping it happens in a way that is going to be during a time when cars are not trying to zigzag in and out of each other and passing each other at high speeds. I'm hoping there aren't as many cars on the road tomorrow. And I hope people take it easy and hope PennDOT gets out there and does what they need to do. So then we can go, that wasn't so bad. That's my favorite outcome from a snowstorm. Will we get that? I don't know. 570-883-0098. Good text coming in this morning. Some not so good, but hey, you can't have... Can't all be winners. I want to start off with two Santa-related stories, because I think one is a, phew, that could have been bad, just because I look around and I watch these things every year. There's another Santa story. Well, this one's Christmas-related, where it's a, hey, calm the bleep down, you moron, kind of story. We need more of those. Stop... Again, if you're somebody who is like, hey, Second Amendment, be strong in the Second Amendment, you should pay attention to this story, because if that's how you feel, which I do, I think the Second Amendment's important. I just see stories like this and go, this person's not helping anybody. But we'll get to that after this one. In Schuylkill County, they had their yearly Santa Skydives In event. Mrs. T's Pierogies comes in. And Santa did not skydive in, but because the weather was, there's bad wind, high winds over the weekend, Santa had to come in on a helicopter. Phew. I say that with, phew, as someone who watches air shows. Every year I see this, and there's always This is a little bit of paranoia. I get that. But it's also paranoia based in I've seen this enough to know that this could end badly. I'm glad nobody was hurt. I think it's good that they do a fun event like this. But do we need... God, I sound like such a holiday tradition Scrooge. Do we need... And I love Mrs. T's pierogi. So it's, again, this is not any slam on them. Do we need Santa skydiving? The positives are the kids remember that time Santa was a skydiver and he came in, he landed on the spot and kids cheered. But every once in a while, we have an incident at one of these events and it doesn't go so well. I know you can't live in fear. I know you shouldn't cancel everything because what if? That being said, and anything could happen. Santa could be on a fire truck. They hit a bump and he goes flying. Who knows? I would just hate to be the little kids who are there the day it doesn't work out well. I'll leave it at that. I'm happy this all worked out. He arrived via helicopter. Perfect. But does anyone else share that touch of concern that, if the wind was so bad, why didn't he just come walk into the field? I don't know if you've seen kids, little kids with Santa. Santa could show up on a unicycle. It doesn't matter. Kids love Santa. That scares me. For that time, the headline is, children traumatized. If you want to text and tell me I'm being crazy, and I will accept that 100%. There's a bit of paranoia sometimes that happens in my brain. I'm just saying, when I see that, all I keep thinking about is some air show disaster. I'm glad it didn't happen. I'm not wishing it would happen. I don't want to be right about a situation like that. On to this other story. I think part of the problem here, as I read through this story, is that the days of old are no more. The days where you can just go up to someone's front door and say, we're here to sing a Christmas tune for you to enjoy. Those days may be over because I'm paranoid. People sometimes feel threatened when they shouldn't. A man named Paul Susie faces charges in Maryland. Three 12-year-old girls showed up at his house, knocked twice. They announced, we're here to Christmas carol, sir. Christmas carols, singing Christmas carols. Three 12-year-old girls. If you've seen 12-year-old girls, you know they're threatening. No, they're not. The man appeared in a bay window, seeing the 12-year-old girls on his at his front door after they knocked and said, we're here to sing, sir. He appeared in his bay window and he smiled and said, go ahead, girls. I need some Christmas spirit. And they sang and went about. Wouldn't that be a nice story? But that's not what happened. And no one was hurt. Paul Susie went to his window when these 12-year-old girls were like, sir, we're here to sing Christmas carols. And he said, oh, and he didn't flash his smile, but instead he pointed a gun at the children. The children screamed and fled immediately. And the mother, one of the girls' mothers, called authorities. The man says he and his wife were watching television when the girls arrived. Officers say they described him as intoxicated and belligerent during his arrest. He admitted to pulling the gun on the children. He is charged with first and second degree assault. Merry Christmas to all. Oh my God. And I mentioned the Second Amendment earlier because, this is not like, you see, people can't control themselves. It's not a generalized people can't. Some people can't. There's a comedian who is, he's a very liberal comedian, but he has a really good bit. I'll say it's a great bit that I think, while it may frustrate you if you are conservative, and you're like, I wouldn't say I'm like pro Second Amendment. I'm just like pro the Constitution. So I guess I am pro Second Amendment. But like, he makes some really interesting arguments, not so much about getting rid of the Second Amendment, but he makes points in his comedy bit about just how maybe some people aren't necessarily doing the Second Amendment supporters justice with their, I'll call it haphazard or say flippant ways of managing their firearms. His name is Steve Hofstetter. Again, I warn you, he's very liberal, but look up to Steve Hofstetter. This is your challenge, not challenge. This is your homework. Google, you can go on Twitter probably. You can put this up on YouTube. It'll pop up. You don't have to even agree with him. I think he makes some really good points just about how people talk a good talk, but some people aren't good carriers of the message. This Paul Susie guy, based off what we've seen here, seeing, you know, a couple kids caroling at his front door, flashing a gun, probably not a good person to have on Team Second Amendment. He's someone you might want to go, yeah, kick him to the curb. The comedian's name is Steve Hofstetter. I forget how you spell his last name. Steve is just Steve. Just put in, you can put Steve Hofstetter, Second Amendment. Just watch it. Again, you may completely disagree with this guy, but I don't know that anyone will hear it and go, you know what? He makes stupid points. You may not like his outcome. I think it's a genius take on what to do when you know someone who probably shouldn't have a gun. Speaking of guns, were there great Black Friday guns? I don't remember seeing a lot of deals on guns this year. Were there? Did you get any good Black Friday? That's a segue. I didn't anticipate anyone going, I did actually. This was my Black Friday shopping experience. I did do it all from home, and by all, none of it. I didn't buy anything. My wife was getting mad at me. She's like, why do you keep putting things in the cart that are for you? I said, because no one knows what I want but me. She's like, why aren't you thinking about us? I said, I am thinking about us, but I know that you represent us when it comes to buying stuff for everyone. My wife has it covered for the kids. If I want a Christmas where I'm opening up anything other than just like socks and t-shirts, which is not bad because you know what I need? I need socks and t-shirts. But if I want to get something that's going to make me go, yeah, Christmas was good to this guy, I got to probably buy it myself. But I put a couple things in the card and then left them there and just never followed up. I didn't need anything that bad. And it disappoints me. But I think it's being a responsible adult. Shouldn't be dropping money when I don't feel like I need. I shouldn't be dropping money right now. Prices and things are just crappy. They say, though, today, I don't know if you know about this. You should know about this because it's friggin' everywhere. Cyber Monday. We go from Black Friday, which is not just Friday anymore, but like the week before, and then Saturday, Sunday. I mean, I could be wrong here, but today's Cyber Monday may also be Black Friday. I don't think that's the case, but it seems like Black Friday won't end. It seemed like that. Yesterday, I was going to buy something. My wife said, well, the Black Friday deals are still up. I said, it's Sunday. She goes, it doesn't matter. And today's Cyber Monday. Some of the best deals, they say, are out there today. Maybe it's because cyber still represents what? It represents electronics and technology. A lot of technology stuff. A lot of MacBooks. Big TVs. AirPods, which I was very much against the AirPod. Those are the little, like, the wireless headphones. I thought to myself, this is a horrible idea. The way I lose things, if I get little earbuds that aren't connected to a wire somehow, I will be. I remember telling, might have been my wife, I said, it's kind of like just throwing money away. I'm going to lose one. There's no question. What I didn't know, and if you don't know this, if you're somebody who's like, I love a pair of headphones, but I don't want to lose them, the case has a magnetic thing. And I got a starter pair. It's a different, like a Sony or something. It was like $20. I didn't get the real expensive kind. But the case is a charging case. To me, it's one of the coolest inventions or products that's come out in a while, because even though I haven't lost them, B, they sound great. They charge forever, let you listen to whatever you want to listen when you're not, you know, when you're around other people. But I think it's a cool invention in the sense of you don't ever have to deal with a tangled cable or cord, which was one of the biggest pains in the butt when it came to wired headphones. So if you've ever been on the fence about that, like I was this weekend, I was on the fence this weekend about an Apple Watch. I had it in my cart two or three times. I think my wife finally moved it out and it's going to die there. I'm not going to get it. I couldn't find anyone who would tell me, oh, you need it for blank. And I also found myself remembering a time when I said, this is so stupid. Why would I? People aren't wearing watches like they used to. Why would I do this? And if someone wants to make that case, and Nancy tried to, she wears one. She uses it a lot. I don't know what I would do with that thing personally. But those are still, that's part of the deal here. Ring cameras for this Cyber Monday. They say those are, you're saving about $50. Some of the video game systems, Nintendo Switch 2, that's like the standard price now. The sale price is $499. Way too much for me. You can get a deal on a Dyson vacuum. Save $200. It only costs you $549. Yeah, No. It's one of those products I don't think I think in one time in my life someone told me it was worth $400 to buy myself a Dyson vacuum. Someone did tell me that once, and I thought, I'm going to take your word for it. Is there anything you're looking for? Or, here's an opportunity if you choose. Did you win big on with a Black Friday deal? Did you get something you're like, I still can't believe I got it. I was looking for it. It was such a great deal. If you want to gloat a little bit, I'm okay with that. I like hearing those success stories.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I want to throw this out there real quick because I mentioned this before. Someone had messaged me and said, hey, tomorrow, make sure you bring up how people aren't hunting this year because the cost of everything is too expensive. And I thought, I don't think anyone's saying that. I don't know. I don't know that people are not hunting this year. And I feel like that person was trying to like goat me into bringing something up and kind of I don't think that's the case. And I bring this up not to put a spotlight on something that's not true, but to put to ask, am I missing something? I kind of asked around. I haven't seen anybody but this one person who's just like, how would you tell people, you're talking about why people aren't hunting because it's so expensive this year. And I went, again, I don't think that's true. I'm not saying everything is super cheap. I do think things are more expensive this year, but I have not heard of anybody changing their plans. This person went back and said, usually they take off, but they can't afford to take the day. That was one of the things, like, I can't afford to take off. I mean, look, that's a personal thing for you. Is it an overall indicator of just how everything's so expensive that your decision right there is I mean, your decision doesn't affect everybody else, but maybe there are more stories like that. I'm just more curious than I am pointing fingers about anything. 570-883-0098. Again, not something I've seen anywhere, but I wanted to ask you guys that. I asked if you had any good victories for Black Friday. Jason, this text reads, my girlfriend and I saved over $1,000 not buying anything for each other for Christmas, putting that money into a shed for the spring. That's great. That I like that. It's not fun. There's nothing fun about saving money. Need proof? Think back to when your aunt or your grandparents bought you a savings bond as a kid for whatever event. It didn't have to be Christmas. It could have been your birthday. It could have been your confirmation. It could have been anything. Remember what it was like to get the savings bond? If you say yes, of course I remember. I did a backflip and screamed out, yes! Woo! Like, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. It's a smart gift. It's a helpful gift. It teaches you that money grows over time, but it's not a fun gift. You don't have necessarily a fun Christmas ahead of you with the savings, but in the spring, you're going to be able to buy that shed. My problem is sometimes I will save money for something, but when it comes time to buying it, I go, oh, I'm already saving it. Maybe I could do something better, and I have trouble pulling the trigger on what I really, really want. Jason, this text reads, had a sectional couch in my cart since October. Waited till Black Friday. It was originally $2,500. I picked it up for $1,700 with a 15% off coupon combined with the Black Friday deal. That's huge savings. Good for you. Again, I'd say that's a lot of patience. That's a month and a half of waiting. Potentially 2 full months, depending on when you put that in and what part of October. Another text here. This is in reference to the person who told me, said I should be bringing up how people aren't hunting because things are expensive. Now, I don't believe that's the case. Things I think are expensive, but I don't think that's changing regular traditions like hunting. Same way, while things I think are, for the most part, at least from my experience, have been more expensive, I didn't see people canceling Thanksgiving plans. You go about, there's certain things we aren't going to kick to the side. Jason, stop already. Just repeating that message and asking that question. If you're going to tell me that person's wrong, I kind of agree with you. Things are not more expensive this year than they were the last 3 years. And everybody I know who hunts did not say they're going to be. Lee, look, I'm with you. I agree. Please. You guys got to start following the bouncing ball just a little bit. Lee, you text in a lot. I never said I agreed with this person. I'm bringing it up because I don't agree with this person. I wanted to see if I was missing something. Based off the texts I'm getting, they feel like they're more expensive right now. But no, if you're hunting, you're hunting. And if you're not hunting, it's not because of the cost of anything. It's typically, oh, well, I just had my hip replaced. I can't go hunting. That's something. I know someone who's going not hunting because their hip was replaced. Like last week. And the science is good. The surgeries are quick. The rehab pretty fast, but you're not out there hunting 2 weeks later. So I disagree in the sense I think a lot of things are more expensive overall. That's just at least we'll say perception becomes reality in situations like this. I cringe every time I buy almost anything. Some of it's store selection. You can find cheaper prices, I think, if you look. Nancy's off. It's Jason Barsky. Johnny Lucas is off. We get EJ filling in, producing today. Tyler Cornell is off. We got Brian Hughes filling in for Tyler. We got Mark Nasco. He's doing news. It seems like everyone is doing something for somebody else. What are you doing for somebody? Huh? Anything? Or is it all about you? Seems kind of selfish. Don't be that jerk. Help others help you. Sometimes a lot of times in life, crazy things happen, sad things happen, and then you try to make the best of it. And I want to give a little disclaimer up front, though I have never introduced myself face to face because I don't know, I'm weird like that. My daughter and his son are in the same class together. Just throw that out there. Again, seen him. Smiled and nodded. Have not gone up and said hi because I'm a weirdo. Good news out of Harrisburg. State Rep Kyle Mullins got $5 million in the new state budget. His father, it was kind of publicly documented when it happened a few years back. His father diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. That was in 2020. He passed away 2 years later. But Mullins was able to get $5 million in the state budget dedicated to neurodegenerative disease research, ALS included in that, along with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. The funding is going to go to provide research grants to qualifying institutions here in Pennsylvania. So I think the real trick in life is trying to find a way to do things like that before they hit you personally. But it's always hard. It's hard when something does smack you in the face like that, that sad, harsh reality. You lose someone close to something so devastating like ALS. It becomes, I think, a personal mission for you. I won't speak for him because, as I said, though I've been in the same spaces with him, I have not spoken to him. Cue the phrase I said before, because I'm the weirdo. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that you see medical technology and scientific advancements. Things are happening faster and faster and faster. I feel like I've never felt more confident than I do right now that in the next 20 years we'll hear about certain conditions and go, oh, thankfully blank treatment worked for that, whether it's spinal cord injuries, whether it's, you know, ALS or Parkinson's. I'm hoping we're going to get to a point where we're going to see these huge leaps, cancer treatments, huge leaps where personalized care through science is going to stop these things in their tracks before they stop the person, you know, with the ailment. Hopefully that $5 million goes towards some good. I can't see how it wouldn't. So good on him for doing that. 570-883-0098. So there you go. $5 million locally from Representative Kyle Mullins out of Lackawanna County. Even though he's always off on Mondays, today's not one of them. Here with a look at the upcoming ugly weather set for tomorrow, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks, and good Monday. Not just any Monday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, but it is Monday, December 1st, first day of winter, meteorological winter. I'm not excited about it, but what are you going to do? We have snow coming tomorrow. So for today, listen, it doesn't make you a bad person to not like snow, cold, or winter, right? I don't like it. I don't care for it at all, but I'm going to make the most of it. Today, a little breezy in the morning, partly sunny this afternoon. Nothing happens. Awesome. 34 degrees. Tonight, clouds up. Snow is going to start between about 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. tonight. So tomorrow morning, light snow right through the morning into the afternoon. The beauty of tomorrow's system is it's going to end quick. By about 3, 4 o'clock, it's over tomorrow. This is not going to be a major storm, despite all the drama. 2 to 5 inches. Maybe a couple areas get a little bit more, but I think we can handle that, right? Tomorrow, going to be ugly in the morning and afternoon, but that should be about it. Quickly out of here. High temperatures stuck near freezing. Partly sunny on Wednesday, about 35 degrees, but you need to know about Thursday, too. We have a cold front moving through, a few flurries and snow showers, but a shot of cold air. Yeah, so that Friday's high is going to be in the 20s with overnight lows in the teens. Can you handle this? I think so. Make it a good week and happy winter.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, all right. Well, that's a little bit earlier since I last heard Snedeker give his forecast, a little bit earlier than I had originally heard. So he's saying between 3 and 5 tomorrow, ending around 3, 4 o'clock, which would also line up with what he was saying. You'll get in possibly if you decide to drive through tomorrow morning's, you know, typical early morning rush hour commute, whatever you want to call it. And then hopefully by the end of the day, you should be good. You should be good. I deal with this problem myself, well, through my family pet. And I don't know that I would do this. Then again, I'm pretty sure I'm in the minority here. But when we come back, there's a story. It's from a veterinary science group that put out this study about how you can calm an aggressive dog. And I'm kind of stunned what they're saying works. It's not clear. Okay. I almost Maybe I'm okay. I could be overthinking this because all I'm thinking about right now is how people give catnip to their cats and think it's hilarious that the little buggers are walking around like they're high. People tend to do that. Maybe I'm misunderstanding catnip. That's always how it's been explained to me. Like, oh, you give them catnip and they're in their own world. It's kind of hilarious. Maybe I'm overthinking this one, but it's, they say a dog that is too aggressive can see that aggression reduced with this. I don't know if I do it. And I will tell, I'm going to tell you what it is after this quick break.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Snow tomorrow that is definitely in this forecast. We'll start between like 3 and 5 a.m. and wrap up around 3 to 4, between like 3, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Not much you can do at this point except be aware and make the best of it as you plan for tomorrow. Make the smart decision. I feel like we always need to do the macho driver reminder. If you are a tough guy behind the wheel who knows you can't be stopped, doesn't matter what's in front of you, whether it's a foot of snow, which we're not getting, it's only going to be 3 to 6 inches. Whether it's a foot of snow, a deer, a slow car, it doesn't matter. You will move them out of the way if you have to. Don't drive like a tool. Just take a deep breath. You can go slower. No one will judge your manhood any more than we already are. But that's for tomorrow's forecast. Today, sunny and breezy. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't think I like it. But then again, people give their cats catnip. So, a veterinary study only started actually with this. This should, I might be wrong with this comparison, but this is what I immediately thought of. A veterinary study published on Friday from Frontiers in Veterinary Science. Sounds like a reality show. They found in this study that giving dogs CBD supplements, which I know don't produce the high, but they say if you have an aggressive dog, they analyzed data from 47,355 dogs between 2019 and 2023, and they found that dogs that received CBD supplements displayed below average aggression compared to those who didn't use CBD. They say this could point to a direct effect. However, other authors say it doesn't show anything. One of the co-authors, Dr. Julie Albright from University of Tennessee, said it's not clear. It's not clear why only aggression and not other types of anxious or agitated behaviors seem to be improved with CBD treatment. The research also revealed that higher CBD use in states that have what they call progressive cannabis laws. They say that becomes a state, like, you know, when you have a Colorado, for example, that was the first to legalize marijuana for recreation use. Those states, they say, those pet owners are much quicker to say, well, the dog's acting up, give it CBD. Which is not surprising at all. I don't think that's surprising at all. They say states with progressive cannabis laws suggest that it's quicker to transfer those CBD, quote, values to their pets. If this seems absurd, it financially, it's a whole thing. It's a business. It is a business and a half. They say the CBD market for pets expected to reach $1.7 billion by 2030. I think I would, see, I'm a weirdo like that. I would never do anything to hurt my dog. But at the same time, sometimes I like to put on a sweater because I know my dog hates it. And I like to watch how uncomfortable he walks around. Like, come on, man, why are you doing this to me? And I think it's hilarious. Because dogs walk. You want to see a funny thing? Put booties on your, they have little booties, little like socks for your dog. They're intended to keep your dog's paws off of salty surfaces after, you know, storms. Or even, I guess, hot pavement if it's the middle of the summer. Put those on my last dog once. And it was like we lit her feet on fire. She wasn't in pain, but she walked around like she was high-stepping in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Her brain could not function. So I think that sometimes it's kind of funny to watch your dog like react to, like, all we did was put little socks on, or all we did. I don't know how the dog would react. But if the dog's not being hurt and it works, I guess as I talk this out with you guys, be safe. You know, check with your vet. That's the responsible thing to do. I don't know that I would do this because I don't even do this stuff myself. And yes, before you text in, while I am not anywhere near an expert on CBD or hemp products or legalizing marijuana, I do know this, it's the CBD. I mean, again, I say this, if I have it backward, please correct me. CBD is not going to give you the high that the THC would. They're two different things, right? The THC is what kind of makes you feel high. The CBD is what they say gives you some benefit. So I know I started this off with because I got high, but that's because there's not a song going because I feel good. I mean, I guess there probably are, but it doesn't tie in like that does. There is another thing too. And this one, I feel like the story is going to get bigger. They're loosely related in the sense of, well, not with animals, but with people. When the government shutdown ended, there's something new that was put in there. Some people say it was quietly put in. Now, that tends to happen. But they say Pennsylvania has a booming hemp industry. And there was a provision that was in there that closes a loophole that was in the 2018 Farm Bill that allowed the sale of intoxicating substances. Like, and if you drive by, I don't know if you've ever seen here in northeastern Pennsylvania, we have about a billion smoke shops. You'll see these signs for things called like Delta 8. Sometimes you see them at gas stations too. Delta 8. Now, again, this is, there was a loophole that allowed these products that have some, what, a little teeny, teeny bit of THC in there to be sold, but they are now on the chopping block. It's possible it can be saved. The fear is if you, and I'm trying to dumb this down as possible, so A, I understand it, and maybe you do as well along the way. Pennsylvania's attorney general is saying this ban is welcomed by local law enforcement It's an unregulated market where, you know, kids can get into these products, teenagers can buy these products, and we don't want to see that happen. I would agree with that. But there's, on the other hand, it's the flip side argument to this is if you say these things are legal, but now they're not, are those products going to disappear? We hear this with all sorts of different products. If you ban this and say, sorry, these stores can't sell this, where will these products surface? On the streets. What happens when that happens? Things get uglier. So is there a possible compromise coming where we say, okay, yes, these things can remain legal, but with more restrictions? Quite possible. You're talking about a $1 billion industry and about 100. I'm going to make up a number here and just say in Lackawanna County alone, maybe I'll just say Dixon City. Dixon City has, I think, last I counted, 48,000 smoke shops. Think about that. 48,000 smoke shops. That's a lot. All those places could close down. Exaggeration? Yes. But by how much? Probably not as much as I think. Do you think all this stuff should get kicked to the curb, or is it okay to manage it just a bit to ensure it stays legal and somewhat safe versus, you know, the Wild West where this stuff just is out there and unregulated completely?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast